It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, Harry Enten from 538.com is back for our weekly look at the presidential race, including today's new survey numbers here in Wisconsin. First, yesterday was the partisan primary election in Wisconsin. There were local elections all over the state, as well as primaries for the U.S. House and Senate, and for state senators and representatives. Susan Johnson joins us now to talk about the election results and the road ahead. She's an associate professor of political science at UW-Whitewater. Susan, welcome back to Central Time.
Happy to do it.
Well, were there any surprises in last night's election results here in Wisconsin?
Actually, no. I felt like after looking at the results, I didn't see anything that was really surprising to me.
And yeah, we had a lot of places where there were much talked about challenges to incumbents. The incumbents won. In general, is that something about Wisconsin, or was this just not a year where there were serious, credible challengers?
Well, I think nationwide, we haven't really seen a lot of the big stories. States that have had primaries already, where we've seen a lot of incumbents getting upset. And not only did incumbents win, but in many cases, they won quite handily.
Speaking of winning handily, Paul Ryan had this challenge from Paul Nealon. Got a lot of national attention. Sarah Palin said, Paul Ryan's going to get cantered for not embracing the Donald Trump campaign. What made this election different than the one where Eric Cantor, a prominent Republican in the House, lost his seat in a primary?
Well, I think, for one, the fact that Eric Cantor was cantored gave Paul Ryan something to pay attention to. So I think that that was very important. I think that the other big difference is that Paul Ryan has never lost his sense of where he's from. One of the tags that Eric Cantor had labeled him was that he really went to Washington and became of Washington. And so his opponent could, I would say, rightly argue that he really wasn't of the district anymore. Paul Ryan is the opposite of that, and he campaigned a lot for re-election, and he knew that there was this challenge. So I think that's another big difference.
So some Trump supporters had supported Paul Nealon. Donald Trump had held off briefly on an endorsement for Paul Ryan, said nice things about the contender. Is there any kind of indication in Wisconsin or anywhere that Donald Trump is going to help or hurt Republican candidates?
Well, from everything I've been reading, people are really concerned that he's going to hurt Republican candidates. I don't know to what extent he had an impact on this race. I would tend to minimize his impact on this race. If anything, what it did was it helped raise Paul Nealon's profile to a certain degree, and maybe it helped him get a few more votes. But generally what I'm hearing nationwide is that candidates are working really diligently to disavow themselves from Trump, not run in tandem with him.
In all of our races where we had an incumbent, that incumbent is still in the general election now. Given how Wisconsin has been redistricted, setting aside the race to replace Reed Ribble, are any of those other districts really at play this year?
I don't think so, and I think it gets back to that case, as you said, because of the redistricting, that so many of those districts have been drawn to be either a safe Republican or a safe Democratic district. So aside from that open seat, I don't know that any of the incumbents have a whole lot to worry about.
And looking at that open seat, the 8th District, Republican Reed Ribble said he's not running again, said he would not support Donald Trump for the presidency. Now we've got a Democrat and Republican selected in that race. This is the only seat that's been close to switching, really, in the last couple of elections. What do you look for in that seat in the Green Bay area?
Well, I think that given that the Green Bay area has been sort of a swing area in the state, it's not surprising that that's one that potentially could go either way. I would expect that given the concern from the Republicans for holding on to their House majority and the eagerness of Democrats to try to pick up seats, we're probably going to see quite a bit of national attention, even in terms of money and support coming into that district, because the Democrats, especially with the Trump candidacy, are looking at picking up perhaps more seats in the House than they had before, and the Republicans are playing defense. So I'd expect there to be some attention to that district from both parties.
We're talking to political scientist Susan Johnson from UW-Whitewater, looking at yesterday's primary election results and the road ahead to November. Senate candidate Russ Feingold won pretty handily against a primary challenger yesterday. Now it's officially a race between former Senator Feingold and current Senator Ron Johnson. Speaking of national attention, that seems like we're going to get a lot of that here in Wisconsin. What are you looking for?
Oh, I definitely agree. The Democrats need to pick up 4 or 5 seats to take control of the Senate, depending on who wins the presidency. And so there's going to be a lot of attention on that seat in particular. Some of the recent polls have showed Feingold with a decent-sized lead, but I would expect that that's going to tighten up a bit as things tend to in the fall. And I would expect a lot of national attention on that race.
We've seen some presidential campaign visits to Wisconsin already since the convention. A lot of times, candidates want to have themselves out there with the presidential candidate. This time, we have Hillary Clinton, who would be the most disliked candidate in recent presidential history. If it weren't for Donald Trump, who has higher unfavorable numbers, are candidates for Senate in Wisconsin going to want to really have themselves up on the stage with Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
Well, so far, we've seen Ron Johnson decide to not attend an event in Green Bay with Donald Trump. I expect that to continue. Given that Bernie Sanders did so well and had such a strong base of support in Wisconsin, I would think that Hillary Clinton might want to come and attach herself to Russ Feingold. And I would expect that in the fall we will see a joint appearance between Feingold and Hillary Clinton, even with her negatives notwithstanding.
We have all these congressional races, that Senate race, the race for the state legislature. Of course, we had primaries there, so all those races are set now. Republicans control it out, and all now Democrats hoping to maybe take the state Senate. How much of a coattail effect do we usually get, setting aside this year's candidates? How big an impact do presidential candidates usually have on Wisconsin voting?
Well, in the state of Wisconsin, as we well know, Democratic candidates tend to do very well in presidential election years, and not so well in non-presidential election years or that midterm election. So given that it's a presidential election year and Hillary Clinton's lack of popularity, again, notwithstanding, particularly given Donald Trump's also the issues regarding Donald Trump, I would expect a larger Democratic turnout, and that could potentially help Democrats down ballot. On the other hand, given the redistricting and gerrymandering that's gone on, some of those seats are just really safe, and it would take a whole lot for some of them to flip.
There's a lot of talk about this being a weird election year, largely, I think, because of Donald Trump's unconventional campaign. As a political scientist watching this, how much do you think the normal rules apply in this election, especially here in Wisconsin? How much is there a chaos factor that could overthrow what we usually think is going to happen?
I think when we look at it nationally and the idea of the presidential election, I think there is a potential chaos factor, and no one knows what's going to happen from day to day. But I think once you get further down ballot with some of those assembly and state senate races, for example, they're going to be running their own campaigns, and they're going to be working to get out the vote of the people within those districts. And while it is very different this year with two candidates at the top of the ticket who aren't seen very favorably, I think that given that down-ballot candidates know that, they're going to be working extra hard to get their voters out and still bring in victories for themselves.
And I'll have to go get a trademark on the phrase chaos factor. Susan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
That was Susan Johnson, Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Whitewater. She joined us to talk about yesterday's primary election results in Wisconsin.